Blackstone Audio presents Misadventures with a Rookie by Tony Aleo. This book is read by Andy Arndt and Jacob Morgan. Chapter 1. Gus. I'd seen her before. I'd seen her a bunch of times, actually, since I joined the Malibu Suns a year ago. But for some reason, this was like seeing her, or better yet, her ass, for the very first time. Her ass looked like it was from another universe. As she bent over the ice, her tight gold leggings stretched across her spectacular globes. Craving the chance to slide my fingers along those seductive curves, I could feel my hands shake in my gloves. As I took in her flat stomach and full tits, my cock screamed in the cup I was wearing. I didn't even know her, but I wanted every single inch of her. When she lifted her head and her eyes met mine, she scrunched her face in an expression of disgust. Distaste? I was pretty sure she knew what I was thinking about, and she didn't look like she liked it one bit. Scooping ice shavings with her shovel, she glared with deep blue eyes and tossed her blazing red hair over her shoulder. I wanted to look away, but I couldn't. I felt like she was challenging me with her body language, and I was never one to back down from a challenge. And fuck, it felt tight in my girdle. I watched her lift her ice-heavy shovel and smack it forcefully against the trash bin. She was probably imagining my head, but all I could focus on was the way her tits strained against that tight little top she and the other ice girls wore. Her stomach muscles were on display, and she was either clenching them or her belly was naturally tight and smooth. This woman. She was what had me gasping for breath, not the 32 minutes of ice time I had already played against one of the toughest teams in the American Hockey League. No. The gorgeous redhead had me gasping in ways I never had before. On or off the ice. I was a damn good hockey player, the third pick in the first round of the draft. I would have gone first if I had been a little younger and had scored a few more goals, but 46 points for a defenseman was pretty damn good. Every pro player wanted to play for the National Hockey League's Twin Cities Tornadoes. They were rebuilding after a horrible year and lots of injuries, so there was opportunity for a player to grow with the team. When they drafted me, I thought I'd made it. I expected to go right in and start playing and training with the Tornadoes, but the owner and general manager had other plans. So they sent me to their farm team first, the Malibu Suns. They said I didn't have enough experience for the big leagues. While I didn't agree at all, my mom always told me, "Keep your head down and work hard, and you'll go places." So I'd been doing just that, even if it felt like I was wasting away in the AHL. Watching this red-headed beauty was definitely not a waste of time, though I'd have enjoyed the view a lot more if she hadn't.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?